We, you know how he is, though. Again, he has ownership on this other team. He feels like it. Because, again, he's the king. He's king out. At the 10-minute mark, we'll talk about what Josh Norman had to say about the Redskins, about the Redskins quarterback, Alex Smith. Finally, at the 20-minute mark, we'll feature our listener segment, That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Team. But right now we have... He likes to call him. He liked to call himself King Al. I try not to call him that, but you know that's his name. We'll go by that. Go by that alias. What's up, King Al?
How you doing, there, sir?
Fine, man. Glad. Thank you for joining us. Will T stepped out, so I'm glad I have you on the show, my brother. And to me, one of the biggest diehard Redskins fans, but again, also the most one of the most negative diehard Redskins fans.
I say that, please. I say that. I'm about to turn my back on the Redskins eventually. For 2 years. I signed a two-year contract.
The third
one's optional.
So why,
I really don't love the Redskins as I used to. I can say that.
So why is it optional? Why is this year optional?
Because I really don't like. I love the Redskins, but I hate the Redskins at the same time. They don't care for my happiness. And you know, I like to be a good father on Sundays, and I know I'm not.
You told me that before, like, yeah. you know what I mean? But, you know, you can bring your son. My nephew went to the Redskins' life. The Redskins' life.
Cry.
I said what?
I don't want him to see me cry. it's not healthy, for real. It's really not healthy.
All right, man, so let me get to the topic. There are reports that if the Redskins, if Alabama safety Fitzpatrick is there at 13 for the Redskins, they will draft them. Are you in favor of that? Getting a safety at that 13 slot?
To be honest, I want to trade back. I don't see any value at 13. I see that we need so much help. I'd rather trade back. Get like the third middle linebacker available. Maybe get another third round pick. Get a running back in the second round. Get a safety or a fast receiver. But like, I don't see value. Like only person I feel like the rest is really needs a middle linebacker. I don't think we're gonna be able to get it. So I don't see value at the 13. To be honest, and Bama safeties don't really do well.
So all right. So, and Sean Taylor, right?
Sean Taylor's not from Bama.
Oh, it's a Bama. You said Bama. Yeah, I know, right? I'm really scared. You talking about Bama corner, banner, Bama DBs.
Bama secondary doesn't do well.
Yeah, I know. I'm with you. I totally agree with you. I agree with that one. So, say if Roquan Smith is like, because there's certain mock drafts that Roquan Smith can slide to the Redskins.
Him or the V-Tech kid.
That's the only two you want.
But I would take a 13.
Gotcha.
Other than that, I mean, I just don't see a value.
Okay.
I mean, I like Lamar Jackson, but I mean, I don't think I would see value. So, I mean, I don't think Gerst from LSU is a value at 13. I don't think Rojo is a value at 13. I don't think Penny is a value at 13. Those are three running backs I'll be okay with, but I don't think a value at 13. So I say we trade back. I mean, I hope that someone wants Lamar Jackson and they want to move up. That's all I can hope for.
Yeah, no,
Because really, to me, I mean, I don't think really that good. I mean, he's okay, but I don't really see him as a value.
Who?
Ridley from Alabama.
I think Alabama. So you talk bad about
Alabama receivers are good. I just don't think that he's like the Alabama receiver.
Got you. I hear you. But is it like Amari Cooper? Like Amari Cooper wasn't. Well, Amari Cooper was in college.
Amari Cooper was like that in college.
Yeah. But he didn't have a quarterback like this. But this dude didn't have a quarterback though. Really didn't have a quarterback to throw the ball.
I'm not saying Ridley is bad. I just don't see him as the lead Alabama receiver.
Gotcha.
I could be wrong. But the person I do want to – I have interest in is the LSU receiver.
Why? Because he's LSU?
Because he's fast. He's big. But I think that we made a value at him, like a third round.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. I'm looking at value. Like, cause I know the, I have a good feeling the rest is going to trade back. I have a good feeling because there's nothing that can get us over the top besides the middle linebacker.
So you don't think they need a nose? They've been begging for a nose for years, man.
I don't think that's good. No, because we re-signed Phil Taylor.
He was good last year. He was good. I agree.
We got Allen, who should be healthy by the time. I just think you have a good nose tackle without a linebacker with middle linebacker.
You can't cuss, bro. I'm gonna beep you out anyway.
That's your fault. I asked you, what are we talking about?
I know. We chopping it up. I know.
You can't censor me.
Dude. I can't censor you. I got it.
Can't censor me.
I forgot who I had on the line.
That's
okay.
Your fault.
That's my fault. That's fault. Anyway, all right, let's go with the DJ Swearinger here. All right, DJ Swearinger got word of this rumor and didn't understand why a team that's ranked, that has a 32nd ranked defense against the run, would draft a safety. This is what he tweeted. So I've been saying we had the second ranked run defense last year. Why would we get a DB with that first pick? We can't put his hand. He can't put his hand in the dirt. It's only logic to get help where you hurt. Wrong, right or wrong. Hashtag facts.
He's gonna get cut. I'm not even trying to be funny. He's been talking too much in public. I think he's gonna get cut. He's gonna be a casualty.
So you think
he talk way too much?
He's too reckless.
Yeah, he talked way too much. He talked about Fuller. Mm-hmm. He was right about Fuller, but he's just talking too much.
He's right about this too, but he's talking too much though.
Yeah, but you keep that in house.
Mm-hmm.
You know he's gonna get cut. I mean, when it happens, I'm not gonna be shocked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, he's not. It's not like he was all world.
He's Sean Taylor.
He was okay.
Yeah, he was good. He was better than what we had. I mean, better than
he's better than we had. Yeah, exactly. But you lose him, ain't like, oh my goodness. I mean, shoot, we lost our best corner.
Yeah. And Fuller.
I don't know what Breland's doing. I don't know if he's still a free agent or not.
He's still free agent. Bree's still free agent. We're gonna have him next. We should have him next week.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think the Redskins are gonna probably offer and lowball him.
Uh huh.
Unfortunately.
Oh, I think they're gonna offer Bree a contract. You think they'll try to?
Yeah,
offer
one year deal. Yeah,
okay. Okay.
You know, he might just take it to prove himself. I think Orlando,
Scandridge.
I don't think he's going to make the roster.
Oh, I think he's making the roster.
Nah, he only got 2 years.
I hope he doesn't make the roster. I know it sounds mean to say that.
He got 2 years, $10 million. But they didn't say everything. They didn't say nothing was guaranteed. You got to look at the fine line. I think he'll get cut. I mean, I really do think he's going to get cut.
Mm.
I mean, he's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought – what I do think is, with his contract, I think Dunbar and Monroe, if they prove themselves,
mm-hmm.
right, to be elite
– or not elite, but really good.
I mean, prove themselves to they should start. He gets cut.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't – he doesn't even play slot.
Oh, he's on Scandridge?
Yeah, he don't play slot. Because Housley is going to – it's his position to lose unless the rest can draft a corner, a slot corner in the draft.
Uh-huh.
Because no one, like Dunbar, barely played slot. Monroe last year, I don't think he played slot at all.
No, and he tried, but it wasn't effective. Yeah,
I'm not talking about preseason. I'm talking about regular season.
Yeah, because only time he really played. Yeah, he tried. He wasn't effective. Well, he had to.
I remember when he came in the game.
Mm-hmm.
He went outside. I think Dunbar went inside.
Yeah, he did a couple times the slot. Like it wasn't effective though.
I don't think
if my memory serves me correctly. I could be wrong, but my memory. I swore he played slot.
No, but he's not. He's not quick enough.
He's not
like slot. You gotta be quick. You gotta be quick. The only thing he does have is long arms, which mm-hmm. is a good advantage. But I don't know if he's a jammer. You know, like in the slot, you gotta use your length and to jam them to reroute them.
Because mm-hmm.
everything about the slot is timing.
Yeah. No, I agree. Yeah. Totally agree. You know, so, do you have any issue like that? So, you're happy with the D line as is? You're happy with it?
I just don't really care about the rest of it.
Okay.
I mean, you hurt me for so long. You know, eventually, I'm like a battered female. You know, I come back to you, but eventually, you know, with my support group, enough's enough.
Really though, really though, right?
Well, my support group, yeah. You know, you're battered one female. You know, battered female. You go back and say, you know, he loves me. He's gonna do right by me.
Why you hurt so much, man? They hurt you like this, man, for real? I mean, is that bad?
I started with RG3 here, dog. RG3, you know what it's
all. I know what it is, man.
We went, had season pass, season tickets. to your first playoff game.
You sure did, man. I appreciate that. Much love, man.
I mean, excited forever.
We're both excited, man. We thought that.
We were excited we lost. I didn't care because it was a future. And RG3, RG9. That guy, I don't like.
Oh, I want to ask you about that. So, what are your thoughts about him and B-More? One-year contract. What are your thoughts?
He's going to have a chance to play.
You think so?
Yes.
And you talking about the four preseason games you mean, like those games, right?
Oh, I'm talking about legacy. I mean, you got to look at it.
All right, explain.
Schlotko gets hurt.
Not really. Only been hurt the last year. Like, he doesn't get hurt consistently.
Schlotko gets hurt, and Schlotko's really not that good.
You just say he's not that good. He still plays, though, when he's hurt, though. Like, he plays.
No, Schlotko's not that good. See, Schlotko is the lesser Eli. He only has one Super Bowl.
Okay.
Eli has two. Mm-hmm. But Schlotko's really not. Schlotko in the playoff is nice.
Mm-hmm.
Schlotko in the regular season is horrible. Yeah, think about Eli in the playoff is nice.
Mm-hmm.
He's nice in the playoff. Regular season, you don't know what he's going to do.
True. That's some real talk.
You know what I'm saying? And with the the Ravens, since they moved up here, since Ray Lewis, it seemed like they always had a good defense. They're always going to be in the game.
Mm-hmm.
They always have a good defense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, if Flacco gets hot, Ravens win.
True. That's true.
You know, RG3... I think he mailed it in there now. I think he knows he's gonna be a backup quarterback.
Yeah, I think so too.
He's not even trying.
Yeah, he knows his life.
Yeah, he knows he's not even trying. He's just trying to provide for him and his Caucasian family.
Something else. Hey man, I appreciate you joining us, man. You any parting shots? You know how you are. Anything you wanna say?
Nah, man, I'm looking forward to seeing Breland on the show.
Uh-huh.
And great inside information about you saying that, you know, Bowman might have an opportunity to play with the Redskins, man. So I hope that pans out.
All right, thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Again, right, man, that's my brother, King Al. Appreciate him.
All right. For the game. Don't the game change you.
My man. Again, that's my brother, King Al. You know how he is, man. Always keeps it real. He keeps on the straight and narrow. He keeps it gutter. That's my brother, man. Anyway, man, Norman believes Alex Smith is better than Kirk Cousins. We'll discuss that after the break. You're listening to All Skills, Everything. With the Urban Sports site for Aegis, you dig? Deuces.
If you wanted to, these expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the school, I can get them both, I don't wanna choose. And I'm quick, cutting off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now.
Yeah, I make money moves.
Say, I don't gotta dance.
I make money moves.
If I see you
what? You are listening to All Skills Everything with the Urban Sports Team on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. I'm Wally here. My boy Will T. Ray is out. Josh Norman had this to say about Alex Smith and Kirk Cousins on Fox's show Undisputed.
I think he's considerably better than Kirk Cousins. Well, that's just me.
Personally, that two different, you know, two different people I can say that. But at the same time, you know, Kurt is in Minnesota, and we have Alex Smith with the Washington Redskins. I'm glad we do got him. And right now, the way Alex Smith is playing, his mindset and the way he's developed is better than Kirk Cousins right now because he's in a level right now in the league and his profession. Mm-hmm. He's been here. He's done it. He's seen those multiple playoff games and been in those situations and plays to where he sees the game differently mm-hmm. than Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins and the way he throws the ball and his accuracy is like, I mean, gosh, he got what he got for a reason. Don't get me wrong. But at the same time, when you look at those two guys and you put them in that same room, you're going to be like, okay, Alex Smith, Kirk Cousins, who's experienced here?
Oh, that was a little beat thing going. But anyway, yeah, you heard what Josh Norman had to say. What were your thoughts about that, about his statements, Will?
There's a interesting pattern that occurs whenever a player leaves town.
Yeah.
In any town, any sport.
In any sport. Yeah,
it's always that the new guy is better than the last guy was here, or people try to find a way to say, well, this new guy is better in this area than the previous guy. Why can't we just come to a consensus and say, look, you know, Alex, you know, Kirk Cousins, why do we always have to kind of
compare the two?
Not competitive, but kind of backhandedly trashed the other guy.
But it wasn't.
It was.
If you listen to it, for the whole interview, he pretty much didn't want to say anything negative, right? He said Kirk Cousins is good. He said how accurate Kirk Cousins is, where he can put the ball, his ball placement was unbelievable. What he was saying, you know, because Josh Norman is country, so he goes all the way around to get what he wants to say. But what he was saying is that, because of experience, because he's been there, he's won big playoff games, he has that element.
Alex Smith won big playoff games?
Well, San Francisco. He won a big playoff game against he beat the Saints in that big game, took him to the NFC Championship game.
He won one big playoff game?
It's a big playoff game. It's a big game. He's been the moment. He's played well in a big playoff game. He's played well.
I'm not debating that.
I didn't say win. I said he's played well.
I mean, but to come on here for anyone to say Alex Smith has made big plays throughout his career, or he's had a big playoff, I think that's kind of disingenuous. I don't know his career record off the top of my head.
In the postseason?
Yes.
Oh, he's won. Maybe that. No, he beat the. They beat. No, they lost the Colts that year. They beat the Colts that year in the postseason.
That's the year when Andrew Luck and those guys came back.
So he only won one playoff game in my.
If my memory serves me correctly, Alex Smith has won.
What I'm saying is he's played well in big games. He's played well. Those are big games. He's played well. He played. How many yards he put against the Colts? Like almost like 400 or 500 yards against the Colts.
Yeah, no, don't get me wrong. Well. He wasn't the reason why they lost.
So my point is that compared to what Josh Norman is saying, compared to Kirk Cousins, who he's been in the postseason. Let's be real, like as a start once, right? Let's be fair to Kirk Cousins. He's been in the postseason once against the Green Bay Packers, right? Yes. Alex Smith has played well. He's played well in those games. He's been experienced, even in the regular season game. In games you need, he's played well in games you need in the regular season. So I think what Josh Norman is saying, you know that from Alex. Like Alex in the regular season, in those games, he's played well. You can even say it in the game he played against the Redskins on Monday night when he made that drive to win the game. Those are things I think that Josh Norman was referring to.
Okay, I think that's a little bit more fair.
Yeah.
There's a theme throughout sports. What town you're in, it's always we have to find some little dig to take at the guy who left opposed to the guy who's coming in. The guy who's coming in is the greatest thing since sliced bread, even though we haven't seen him perform in this system in this town.
No, I agree. You think he stayed in the company line?
Absolutely. He's towing the company line. Look, this is off-season in Washington. When it comes to this football team, everyone's optimistic. People mm-hmm. even get even more optimistic around training camp.
All the time.
That happens yearly. You know, I've been a native of the DMV my whole life. Mm-hmm. So I know the level of optimism from the players, those the people in the organization, and the fans when it comes to this team in the offseason. I will say this. As you know, we had this discussion before. Who do we think is better?
I think Alex Smith is better. I've always been an Alex Smith fan.
No, I think Alex Smith puts you in a better position to make more big plays with his legs.
Yeah, this is
than Kirk Cousins.
This is my thing. I know Alex Smith won't lose you a game.
But will he win you a game?
Kirk Cousins couldn't win you a game.
He didn't. Has Alex Smith ever won you a game?
But we're looking. We're comparing these two quarterbacks, right? This is the comparison, right?
Yes, but
Alex Smith has won a game. He's beat against the Redskins. If you want to look at that game Monday, he's beat the Redskins. Like, he literally beat the Redskins himself with, like you said, using his legs, using his arms, being a playmaker. Like, Alex Smith will do, the difference between Alex Smith and Kirk Cousins is that Alex Smith will do whatever it takes to win a game. That's either throwing the ball or running the ball. If he sees that lane, he's going to run the ball. Kirk Cousins is about the process. You hear it all the time. He's about the process. So between the two, if I'm comparing the two, like, I'm not saying Alex Smith is Aaron Rodgers. That is not it. Kirk Cousins is not Aaron Rodgers. You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
Kirk Cousins is not Aaron Rodgers. He's not going to win you a game. But, like, those turnovers we see before the half, like those pick sixes, right? Those plays aren't made by Alex Smith. Those plays will be,
Because
be
he
made
had a
by
reputation
Kirk Cousins
of being checked down.
Which is fair. But I'm saying that if you compare the two, who's likely to lose you the game between those two?
Oh, Kirk.
Yeah. So in terms of the Washington Redskins, the Redskins team needs everything to go right. You need a guy that can't put you in those situations. It's time for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. See you after the break.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though, ambition, flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, it's born like this, immaculate conception. I transform like this, perform like this, what shouts you a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate, then off your head. This that put the kids to bed, this that I got realness, I just kill shit. This in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA. I got dark, I got evil that rot inside my DNA. I got off, I got trouble, some heart inside my DNA. I just win again, then win again, like Wimbledon I serve. Yeah, that's him again, the sound, the engine, and it's like a bird. You see fireworks and Corvette tire skirt, the boulevard. I know how you work, I know just who you are. See, use a. Your hormones probably switch inside your DNA. All that sucker shit inside your DNA. Daddy probably snitched. Heritage inside your DNA.
You are listening to All Skins, everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. I'm Wally here, my boy Will T. Ray's out. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Just search All Skins, everything with the Urban Sports Scene. Make sure you rate us and leave us a comment. All right, it's time for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. Anytime you feel like ranting about the Skins or you have a question, call us and leave us a message. Here is the number. It's 301-799-5407. That's 301-799-5407. You can also tweet us at Urban Sports Scene or hit us up on our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. We will feature each comment on Facebook or Twitter on the show. Here's our first voice message from the 443 number.
Yeah, I'm calling about Alex Smith, this so-called winner that keeps losing his job every team he played for, but yet the Redskins fans are so delusional that this guy's a winner. If he was that much of a winner, why would they get rid of him for Mahomes when Mahomes only played one professional game that didn't even matter? Bruce Allen is not trying to win. He's trying to save money for the organization. They're not putting the best product on the field. They're just throwing people out there they drafted, trying to get their money's worth. If Fish Smith is not a starter this year, I hope they trade him for somebody that's going to appreciate his talent so he can play. Minnesota will be better than we will if our defense don't improve, because we had the dumb decision to get a quarterback that nobody wants for Colin Kaepernick or Mahomes in place of Captain Kirk. Say what you want, Captain Kirk was the best quarterback we had in 35 years. HTTR 24/7.
All right, I think I know who this is. This is my man, T-Live on Twitter. The reason why I know this, because he always mentions Fish Smithson. About Kirk Cousins being the best quarterback you know, in the last some odd years. I'm going to disagree with that. I'm going to say it again. Brad Johnson, he was better than Kirk Cousins. Brad Johnson's better than Kirk Cousins. We can go off of that. And then even before that, he mentioned Alex Smith and the reason why other teams have passed on Alex Smith. If you listen to Andy Reid did not want to get rid of Alex Smith. It was a contract thing. They drafted a young kid knowing that they couldn't pay Alex Smith. And Alex Smith isn't Aaron Rodgers, okay? He's not Aaron Rodgers. So you're not going to overpay Alex. You're not going to overpay and keep Alex Smith on the roster because he's not Aaron Rodgers. He's not that guy. He's not Drew Brees. He's not that guy. But Patrick Mahomes, they drafted a guy with a big-time arm, a guy who has the potential to do special things, and that's what happened. Alex Smith wasn't replaced by Mahomes in that aspect. He was placed by Mahomes because, you know what, the contract dictated it, and that's what it was. They couldn't pay him that cap number. And in terms of San Francisco, Colin Kaepernick's talented. You know, you saw what he can do. He was younger, had a cannon of an arm, faster. But if you look at now, who's the better quarterback? I would say Alex Smith's the better quarterback than Kaepernick. So did San Francisco really make the right decision? If you look at what Kaepernick did prior to, you know, after a couple of seasons, you know, he hasn't had the consistency. Now, I've always said that Kaepernick has been blackballed. I totally agree. But if you compare him and Alex Smith now, in terms of what they've done in terms of the course of their careers, in terms of the longevity, I'm going with Alex Smith. I think Alex Smith has had a better career than Colin Kaepernick at this point in time. So you can mention the San Francisco thing, but has San Francisco really come up looking like roses with that decision? I don't think so. And now the Redskins of Alex Smith, to me, he's a better quarterback than Kirk Cousins. You can say what you want. He's the better quarterback. And this is not, and we get to see this on Sundays. Now it's not going to have that talk about Kirk Cousins this and Kirk Cousins that. He's going to Minnesota, and you mentioned him going to do well in Minnesota. Kirk Cousins going to Minnesota. If he doesn't win a Super Bowl, it's a bad year for the Minnesota Vikings. Why? Because Case Keenan took that team to the NFC Championship game. Anything less, and if he doesn't make them better to a point that they can't beat the Philadelphia Eagles or the Washington Redskins or whoever it may be in that NFC Championship game, then it's a failure for that one season. So let that be known. All right, appreciate the call, though, my man. I always, you know, always appreciate it. On Facebook, we were talking, I guess this is about DJ Swearinger, his comments about the starting quarterback, about did anybody have an issue with it? My man Brandon said no issue on his opinion. From a team perspective, they need to take the best fit, and if it happens to be a safety and no D-line, then they should. Derwin or Fitzpatrick are both better rated than Villa and Payne, and I would have no problem with either. Yeah, I agree. I think if you can give me Derwin or Fitzpatrick, I've now leaned to the side to be okay with that selection. I still kind of went Vita Villa, and I would take Payne. I really want a nose tackle. But I'm going to say this. If Roquan Smith is on the table, you're taking Roquan Smith over everybody. That's the guy I want. This team, to me, needs another explosive inside linebacker, guy that can run sideline to sideline. Can you imagine Roquan Smith, who's been decent against the pass in college? I know it's college. Roquan Smith with Zach Brown, I think that would be a devastating tandem. Bugman Wheezy on Facebook said take the best available player in that round. I had no issue with that. I just don't want it to be the best offensive player available. I want it to be the best defensive player available. Ahmed Williams said he has every right to voice his opinion. He's the leader of our defense. I think he's trying to be the leader of the defense. We'll see how, you know, I think playing at a high level plays a part as well. But we'll see. I think he's trying, and he's taking that responsibility in. Hopefully, he has a great year last year. He played well last year, you know, at the safety position for the Washington Redskins. I know as Redskins fans, we've seen worse at the safety position. So when we see an adequate safety, we get hyped about it. And DJ Swearinger played well at safety for the Washington Redskins. Gerardney said none at all. He had no issue with it. He had no issue with it. None at all. He's speaking facts. I think as fans, we all wish we had a player that was a baller on the field and a leader that would be vocal at times. Now we have it, and some of our fans have a problem with it. That's fair. I think some of our fans do have issues with it, and now we have a guy who does ball and does put it out there on Sundays. But he's not like, this is my thing about that. I'm sorry, Gerardney, is that he's not elite. You know, if someone is elite that does that, we kind of ride with it, right? But since he's a guy that we've seen him have issues on Sundays in terms of sometimes in coverage and tackling issues at times or getting beat deep, not like other safeties that we had again, but we've seen it. It kind of, you kind of think, you scratch your head and say, is he the guy? You know, again, I agree. I agree with you, though. I respect DJ Swearengin. I think he balls on Sundays. Dude's a playmaker. I like him. Also, on the flip side, him not wanting a safety, I'll say this much, may play a little part with that being his position. If you get a Derwin James or Fitzpatrick, DJ Swearengin doesn't look as valuable. And you already got Monte. So if Monte's there, say Monte looks good in camp or whatnot with the Fitzpatrick. Even though DJ may start, you're going to say to yourself, yeah, maybe I need to keep DJ Swearengin. So I think that plays a part as well. But hey, folks, we appreciate you all. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast. Just search All Skins, everything with the Urban Sports Scene. What do I need to say? Oh, I know what I need to say. You've been listening to All Skills, everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia, for ages. You dig? Deuces. A mega. Lead us out, big homie.